And we have got in the studio not one, but both of our rock stars when it comes to our friends from Oakleaf Village. We've got Marcia and Karen with us from over at Oakleaf. And my friends, it is a pleasure to see you this morning. And thank you for both coming on in here. It's that much more fun. Double the trouble.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're happy to see you both. So today, 10 secrets elderly parents keep from their families. You mean they keep secrets from us?
Oh, yeah. Just like your 10-year-old and your 18-year-old. So does your 90-year-old.
You know, and when you think about it, you go, okay, there are some good secrets that are worth keeping, you know, for a little while. But most of the times when somebody, you know, comes up and says, I have a secret I want to share with you, that means I always think like, oh, no, don't give me that burden because I really don't want to keep your secret.
True.
But it's very important that we look out for signals from our parents that they are keeping secrets. And it could really be detrimental to their health, their well-being, their safety, all of that comes
into play. Their finances.
Their finances, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got 10 top common secrets that they will keep from us. And I know someone shared with me yesterday, they had just put their parents in a continuing care retirement community up in North Carolina. And they had seen the thing on Facebook, and she contacted me, and she goes, oh, my goodness, the secrets we uncovered while we were moving was just amazing. She says it was shocking.
And rarely good. Usually very trouble, and also, at least in my brief experience with this, when we were moving my cousin Bob, guilt.
Yeah.
As loved ones, guilt for why didn't I see this? Why didn't I recognize this? Why, I mean, not that we're trained to necessarily spot it, but also guilt that you feel about not being there to understand that they might be going through this stuff.
But you just said something, the guilt that you might feel because maybe you're not trained. You know, even professional trained people miss stuff. It's easy when somebody wants to keep a secret.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to keep a secret. And let's remember, and this is something that before we get into the 10 things, I would like to stress a little bit. Each competent person has the right to make his own decisions, good or bad. And, you know, it takes a lot to have a person deemed incompetent. So people get to make bad decisions. You just hope you can steer them the right way.
Well, in defense of our aging parents, you know, they want us, as we're growing and we're having our own families, they don't want us to worry about them anymore.
Yeah,
you know, they're
true.
Already going. You've got your own family to worry about. You've got a lot of stuff on your plate. So I don't want you to worry about me. So therefore, they're going to hide it. So you will not worry about them, which makes it worse when you find out you really wish you could have worried about them.
Right. And I mean, I talked about my family a little bit, but someone that I love dearly is constantly saying to me, oh, I don't need to tell you that. You don't need to know about that. Don't worry about that. I've got that. Well, I know they don't have it under control, but they don't want us talking about it because if they don't talk about it, it's not happening sometimes.
Seems like there's not a lot of gray area, that it's almost we tell you everything or we tell you nothing kind of mentality.
Sometimes.
In some families. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of gray area in terms of, well, we'll tell you this and tell you that, but we won't tell you this and tell you that. It almost seems like a we're going to protect our kids from any pain. We're never going to tell them anything, or we're just going to be a very open family. And if it happens, you're going to find out about it. To each his own. I mean, I can't sit here and tell you what works and what doesn't work for your family. I know in my family, it's much more of, I never lied to my kids. I just told them as much as they needed to know. And while they were young, and now as they have approached, obviously one is 18 and one is 16, now they get to understand things a lot more. But when they were little, I never lied to them about even bad things going on. I just told them as much as they needed to know without me lying to them, but without me devastating them.
Correct. I mean, you don't want to give them too much information.
No.
And that's kind of how our parents feel. But now when you're taking care of a loved one who is older, you have to know this information. And it's just not good no matter how you do it.
Well, and think about this. When we were kids, teenagers especially, what was your biggest fear if your parents found out that you went out and did something you shouldn't have done? You're going to be grounded.
Grounded,
right?
Or what kind of trouble?
You're going to lose your liberty.
Take the car away or take this away or take something away.
That's a good point.
All right. Speed up 50 years.
Right.
And our parents are not, they don't want to be grounded where they cannot be free and independent.
You might put me in a home. And you hear it all the time.
We laugh, but I mean, you know, that is how you guys hear it every day over at Oak Leaf, you know, and you guys deal with it every day from perspective people moving in. That until they finally move in and find out how nice it is over at Oak Leaf, there's a lot of elderly that will come in and be like, they promised they would never, and now they're doing this and they're deserting me and they're never going to come see me again and all that kind of stuff. But again, as you have taught me over the time we've been doing Positive Points on Aging, it really is true how the kids become the parents later on versus the role reversal takes place at some point.
And fear is a big catalyst for all of this.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, for us that work in it, and we get to see the greatness of when they can acclimate to this new environment, the safety, the security, the care, not having to worry about housekeeping, not having to worry about cooking.
Sure.
I mean, I'm like, you know, I kid with everybody, but Karen and them know that number 313 is mine when it's my turn. I've already picked out my apartment where it is. And it's because, you know, and I have adult children sometimes will say, I cannot wait to move into an assisted living.
Right.
It's just getting that parent there that's resistant, because a lot of people still call it a nursing home. It's not a nursing home. And doctors even calling nursing home.
Right.
And so it's that educational piece. But what, like I said, what's really scary are these secrets. And we're, you know, secrets like falls. Yeah, we see bruises. We see skin tears. But we've got some other serious secrets that we really need to be paying attention to.
Sure. Well, we need to start the list and go through some of these. What are some of the things that the elderly will keep from their families?
Well, like I said, the first thing was falls. You know, they don't want us to know that they have fallen. But the problem is that what we need to do, and it coincides with number two, is that we need to be looking for signals of they're in pain. When they're walking, when they're getting up. You know, you need to watch those body motions and say something's not right.
Pain can show you that they have fallen. I mean, you can cover a bruise with clothing and other things, but if somebody's struggling to get up or groaning or acting like they hurt, then you need to figure out what's going on. People could have cracked ribs and not do anything about it.
And it's not always, I slept on the wrong side.
Yeah, it's not, or I forgot to take my medicine, so I'm hurting today. That's not the answer. There's something else going on. So, you know, get a doctor's appointment if you can and have them checked out. Sometimes falls can be eliminated just by having physical therapy brought into the home.
Right.
So it may be as simple as that. But pain is a problem. And then you think of pain, and what do? They give you pain medication, which leads to the next symptom, which is dizziness. And dizziness can cause falls just as much as pain. So it all kind of weaves, all of this weaves in together.
Well, dizziness is also always a good sign of the blood pressure issues.
Right.
When people stand up and they get real dizzy.
Lightheaded, yes, sure.
Could be some heart issues, could be medication issues. So it's not just, you know, you're just feeling dizzy. It's not like a child going around in circles. I mean, when they just sit in a chair and then get up and they're dizzy, that to me is a signal. We need to talk to the doctor about this or to the pharmacist and say, what is she taking that could cause this dizziness? And maybe she should take it at night when she's laying down.
Yeah.
The other thing is with dizziness, sometimes you have vertigo. If you see somebody walking down the hall holding on to the wall or touching things as they go, it could be that the room is spinning a little bit, but they're learning how to compensate for it. So you have to be alert and aware so that if your parents aren't telling you things, you might see this going on.
You know, I also wonder about that when it comes to dizziness, things like that. I think a lot of it has to do with confidence too. Does somebody have the confidence that, hey, my legs are going to hold under me? Do I have the confidence that my balance, my gait, all of that is going to be solid? All right, so we're through the first few of our 10 secrets that elderly parents keep from their families. We're going to take a quick time out, get you the Fox Business Report. We have Marcia with us. We have Karen with us from over at Oak Leaf Village. This is our Positive Points on Aging. It's a great feature, and we're coming right back in just a matter of moments. On the Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors may be hoping for another day like yesterday, which saw the Dow rise 618 points and saw the S&P 500 move farther away from bear market territory. The parent company of Snapchat said it will miss earnings goals. The CEO of Snap cites rising inflation, supply chain shortages, and labor disruptions. The top executive at Elon Musk's SpaceX company is defending him against sexual misconduct allegations. This after a published report said Musk exposed himself to a flight attendant in 2016. SpaceX president and COO Gwynne Shotwell sent an email saying that after working with him for 20 years, she had never seen nor heard anything resembling these allegations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Roger Stern, invested in you.
America could soon enter stagflation territory with slow economic growth, high unemployment, and high inflation. That is why I recommend gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon here, and I want to remind you to get Birch Gold's free info kit on sheltering your savings with gold IRA. To get your free copy, text the word SHELTER to 989898. With stagflation looming, it's critical that you act today. Text SHELTER to 989898. 9-8 right now.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
And I've been taking it now for probably about a good 2 weeks, and I can really tell a difference, and I like it, so I don't want to run out. I can tell that my energy level, because I'm 57 years old, and I've done construction work all my life, and I've had both my knees replaced and both my hips replaced. But I had a knee replacement in January, and that last surgery really has taken something out of me. And I've been trying to find something, and I think I found what I need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
A first impression for potential customers can mean everything in business. Hi, Fran Halloran here. Have you thought about taking a trip to Columbia Flag and Sign for a flagpole to proudly display Old Glory in front of your business? Think about how that first impression would impact your customers and then your business. Columbia Flag and Sign has flagpoles for you from 10 feet to 200 feet high. This might actually be the perfect time to show some American patriotism as well. Not from online or a big box store, but from a local company here for 38 years and with flagpoles made here in the good old USA. Columbia Flag and Sign can install it for you, and they offer service on existing flagpoles. They have every flag imaginable, from patriotic to Carolina, Clemson, and so much more. Support local and support American made. Visit Columbia Flag and Sign at 633 Meeting Street in West Columbia or online at ColumbiaFlag.com. That's 633 Meeting Street in West Columbia or online at ColumbiaFlag.com and tell them the Money Coach sent you.
Hey, I'm State Representative Chris Wooten.
And I'm State Representative Micah Caston.
Join us on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on The Rep.
We'll talk about everything that's happening at the State House and give you an insider's perspective.
All from the General Assembly. So join us at 9 a.m. on The Point, 100.7 FM or 1470 AM.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Here are your two big deal cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
I love the sauce, don't you? So it's not just ranch. It's got a little zing to it.
Yeah, like a dilly ranch. Don't dilly dally with this. Get to Sonic.
Don't dilly dally. Run.
The ultimate burger for pickle lovers is here. The Sonic Big Deal Cheeseburger. Topped with crispy pickle fries, crinkle cut pickles, and creamy dilly ranch. Try one for half price when you order online or in the app for a limited time at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
The year is 1971, and Sadeth Automotive is providing affordable and reliable auto repair to Columbia. Fast forward 50 years, and not much has changed. Time and time again, customer after customer Suddeth Automotive has proven to be one of the best repair shops in Colombia. With our well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials, we just keep getting better with time. Call us, come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue, or make an appointment at suddethauto.com.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies, or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
77 north and south delays at Forest Drive and 29 at Oak Crest with a wreck. 26 east at Lake Murray Boulevard with a collision. Also US 1 at Wren Road. 26 east at Harbison. 26 east at Lake Murray Boulevard. And a collision at Beltline at Buchanan slowing things down. Mid-State Roofing, commercial, industrial, and institutional. You got a leak? Let Mid-State Roofing take a peek with service, advice, results for over 25 years. Consider MidStateRoofing.com. We'll do it this afternoon. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
In the Barn Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
And Brian Leonard, and Karen, and Marsha from over at Oakleaf Village. It's all four of us here trying to get you off to work and off to a great Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us. We're in our positive points on aging right now. That's the feature we bring you each and every Tuesday morning from about 8:35 until 9 o'clock. And I want to get right back into things. We've been talking with Marsha and with Karen about the 10 secrets that elderly parents keep from their families. And so let's get back into the list, ladies.
We're going to jump over auto accidents because I think we've talked about driving quite a few times recently. This is the one I really want us to pay attention, and it all has to do with money. You know, money is the root of all evil. But the thing is about money shortages. You know, you might think that your parents are doing well.
Right.
And then you find out that they aren't. And you want to find out, where is this money going? And the one thing I want to bring up, and this is where dysfunctional issues within families can really cause a problem, and that's maybe mom is giving money to somebody in the family or a friend that you're not aware of, and it could be really taking a lot of money out of that account that she needs for day-to-day living.
What is the one thing that we hear when somebody sits down at the table with us about power of attorney? My mom, my dad doesn't want to give me power of attorney. They say that I don't need to know what's going on with their finances.
Right.
It's a problem with everybody. Everybody shuts down. It's like you don't talk about what your salary is when you're young,
right,
and you don't talk about what's in your checking account or your saving account when you get older.
And I don't think that they're trying to purposely keep a secret on that. That's just this generation.
I think it's everybody. People don't like to talk about money.
Right, but I mean, I know even from personal experience, my father was very good with money. He didn't have a lot of money. And he thought that he had it all taken care of. And then when he sat down with me one day and said, this is how much I have to take care of your mother. And I was like, well, we'll learn how to stretch it. You know, we're going to learn how to stretch that money, because he
had no idea how expensive it had gotten to. Yeah. Well, and I think that's a concern because, again, I don't know if that's just a trust issue or if it's just, as you know, it's a societal stereotype of, you don't need to know this, but I mean, to me, that's senseless. I mean, again, at this point, I don't know. I'm in a very unique situation,
you're
as everybody
very
knows,
because
our family is very, 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 very close, and so we all look after each other. But at the same time, I just feel like, listen, if you trust me, then I'm only here to help you. If you don't trust me, then yeah, I wouldn't tell me either.
Well, true. And think about frivolous spending. Okay, Now. We know certain people that have Amazon delivering packages every single day.
That would be the
day.
Pickard household.
I mean, and it's and it becomes maybe an addiction. That could become an
addiction. I blocked Home Shopping Network on my mom's TV without telling her once because she had started. And it got to the point where she thought they were treating her like a friend.
And that's what they do.
Yeah, and I said, Mom, if you're that lonely, I said, I'm going to solve that problem for you. And we're not going to treat them like our friends. We're going to find you real friends. And so we got her more involved with some other activities and things like that. But yeah, she was starting to get packages every day. And I was like, one, you don't have the money for this. Two, they're not your friends. They're going to milk you for everything you got.
I mean, it's great to get a package. You know, it really does makes you feel good. But I'm just saying is that when you see it on a daily basis, that's a problem. You know?
When you order 7 watches of the same thing, but one in each color, that's a problem.
That's a problem, especially if you're not going out every day of the week.
That's
right?
a problem,
And the other thing is that sometimes our seniors, when they have people coming in their homes and that are, you know, doing home care services, they want to give them money. And then you start a bad situation where they really will become dependent on that, and then it becomes a bad cycle that you got to get cleaned up. The other thing is that we've talked about a lot about medication management in the past, so we're always talking about watching out for addiction. Even over-the-counter drugs can become addictive. We're talking about alcohol abuse.
You see it all the time, and you don't think about it. Oh, well, Mom has a couple of glasses of wine at night. That's no big deal. It can be a big deal because you go back to the medications. How's the
alcohol do they mix?
Mixing with that? And, you know, one of the scariest dementia is alcohol-induced dementia. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be – I was talking to somebody the other day, and they kept saying, well, my mother doesn't get drunk and fall down. I said, you don't have to have that much alcohol to have alcohol-induced dementia. It's just the way it interacts with your brain. So you have to be very careful with that. But alcohol and drug abuse are very scary. And as Marcia said, you can have over-the-counter addictions as well as prescription addictions. So work with the doctors, work with the physicians. And if you think your parents are drinking too much, cut them back. If you're doing the shopping, don't buy it.
And on the whole thing, the alcohol might be being used to mask some of the other things you talked about, the pain, the falls, the injuries, things like that.
Yep.
That the alcohol might have been, I'm not dizzy. I had a little too much to drink. That's a problem.
The other one I think everybody has to be aware of is elder abuse.
Absolutely.
And you don't think about it. We don't like to talk about it. But people do abuse the elderly. And it is, there are not enough people out there working on it to help cover it. And that's nobody's fault. I'm not blaming the state or anything. But elder abuse is very frightening. And if you know that your mother has a caregiver coming in to help her, and all of a sudden you're starting to see your mom's a little nervous because that caregiver's coming in, maybe you should start looking and see why.
Yeah, it becomes...
That's disgusting.
They become exploited because, you know, they fear that that person will no longer be there to take care of them.
Right.
And take them to the bank and take them to the ABC store and take them to the places they need to go. The last one that we never think about, but we know it happens, is a gambling problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've played slots before. I love it. But you can now go online and play for money, and that can get you in big time trouble.
Yeah, because it's not real.
Right.
It's on the computer or on your phone.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's real, but it is when your credit card gets charged.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, but you really need to take the time to talk to your parents and just sit them down and say, I love you. I'm not trying to hurt you in any way, but I've noticed such and such is going on. How can we help? What do we need to do to make this stop?
Real quickly, so many times, ladies, we have this talk, but awkward is better than having to react after something tragic happens.
Be proactive, not reactive.
Exactly. Well, this list is good stuff, obviously, necessary stuff, and I felt like we could do a whole show on each one of these
if we need to,
because they're all very substantial issues that are facing our elderly and that we need to make sure that we're communicating and paying attention to. If people want to find out more about Oakleaf and find out more about you guys and call you guys, what do they do?
803-808-3477.
Or OakleafVillageLexington.com.
You've played the game well. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it very much. Eric and John are coming up next. I'll see everybody this afternoon at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive. Big thanks to Brian. Thank you to Marcia. Thank you to Karen. I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point. Have a great day and stay safe.
Mornings with Kev.
W. WQXL Columbia W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, and fireplaces. Spring sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.